done outfit, you know, like form fitting, like it was just.
Yeah, there.
Just like just poured into it. And it was really.
Do you have any stuff that he's made here? Just anything?
I think I have one suit here.
Like
I'm going
to
show you.
Just for. I've never
I bought
seen
some
it
material.
Real.
I think I paid $1.99 a yard. Corduroy was on sale.
Mm.
And I got more compliments from it. And I did if I paid $50 for it.
In the store. My parents, my dad is a dentist, you know, he makes false teeth and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And his hobby is like woodworking. My mom would go out and see pieces of furniture she likes, and she would sit there and, you know, measure all the dimensions right in the store, you know, salesman. And I said, in front of this lady. And,
you want a cigarette? Yeah, please.
And, she'll come home, you know, and tell my dad, you know, these are the measurements I want. And he'll get it out in the basement, and about 2 or 3 weeks later, he'll come up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, it's the same way. She, you know, she'll go out and buy patterns and stuff and sew in her.
This is so true. Now, I made a first, I did it. I had to get Daniel's approval on it. For a year. Then
wow.
After that, you know, he has to just collect his his retirement from the school system. And Mama is still teaching. She teaches fourth grade.
So she's been to school, been to college?
Yeah, Mama went to college. Mama went to Bethune-Cookman. I guess I patterned behind Mama. Bethune, Bethune-Cookman in Daytona Beach.
And she's a school teacher?
School teacher and a curriculum specialist.
Pardon me?
Curriculum specialist. That's what she got her master's in. You know, curriculum specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think, yeah. Or either how to handle the disadvantaged children, you know. But she got out of that because to her, it was frustrating. She was assigned to a school way out that was purity redneck, you know. And then you had a lot of migrant people,
mm-hmm.
The Mexicans, you know, Puerto Ricans, you know, Spanish, Indians, and what have you. And she's good. Again, that's my mom. She's like a psychologist, can handle all these other kids and the family problems, but you know, she have time to handle her own, you know.
The college kids who's had. Holes in their souls.
Oh man, don't mention it. So, she was driving about 35 or 40 miles every day. And she loved it. She really did. And she began having problems when she wanted. The principal was complaining about the kid Steiner. You know, the rate. The percentage, rather.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that high. And I guess they figured that the percentage is not, you know, high enough, you know, enough money won't be appropriated, you know, to that particular school and what have you, know. I don't know for sure, you know, this is, you know, this is what I hear. So, Mama asked the principal if she could give the Latin kids their Steiner in Spanish. Because naturally, you know, here these Cuban kids, you know, just learning how to speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
And here you see, you throw this in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Greek to them.
Yeah.
But if you give it to them in their own language, hey, you know, they can come up high, right along with American kids, you see?
Mm-hmm.